Okay, you're on. Ready to go?
Yep.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's the organizational meeting. It is January 2nd, 2021. The time is 4:08 PM. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Here.
Mr. Radish?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
I'm here.
Okay, and I will now open the floor for nominations of Chairman of the Board for the Medina Township Trustees.
I'd like to make a motion to nominate Mike Stolpa as Chairman of the Board for 2021 for Medina Township.
Second, I guess.
Discussion?
No.
Ready for roll call?
Yes.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion.
Well, I'm going to end it.
Sorry.
Because I think actually Mike has to.
Yep. Call it.
Forgot. All right. At this time, I'd like to open the floor for nominations for Vice Chair for 2021.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to nominate Chuck Johnson for Vice Chair for 2021 for Medina Township.
I'll second. Any discussion?
Better show up to our meetings.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. With that being said, can we please, I already did the roll call for this meeting. Can we please stand for a pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. Next up on our agenda is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
Yeah, I have a few of them, actually. I'll grab them here. All right, so I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order. The part of it's going to be service. First one, is the vendor is Barberton Tree Service, Inc. This one's going to involve removing trees along Tompkins Road for that culvert pipe project, and the total amount for this one is $5,400.
Second.
Discussion? Do you guys know about this? So this is the culvert pipe that we were going to do anyway. There's trees around it and everything, so just going to remove those with the project, and they're added in. Note added an extra for one more tree missed during the original quote, so it's in there.
What street is this?
This is Tompkins.
Okay, and just, I did talk to Denny about this, just to note, usually we take this from professional technical, the smaller tree work, but because this is a larger job, this is going to come from improvement of sites. It's just not a, usually it's, I believe that.
Yeah, I put a note on there for it.
Yeah, the smaller work is, I think it's done differently.
Right, but this is a contracted service, as you will.
Right. So, and is this what we're getting?
That's the one for the OPWC.
Yes.
We'll get reimbursed all but 26% of that at the end of the job, which the job can't start till after July. So.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is Denny's going to figure out what that percentage will be, and then we'll most likely end up amending our certificate when that happens.
Okay. All right. I got more.
No,
roll call, please.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
That's it.
All right. I'd like to make a motion for another purchase order. Again, this department is service. The vendor is also Barberton Tree Services. This is going to be tree removal and trimming along Remsen and Hamlin. Hamlin. The cost is $4,200.
Second.
Discussion?
Anything?
Denny, anything to add to this?
These are just big dead trees that need to come down. They're dangerous.
Okay.
I will want to close the road, especially Remsen, when I do that. I'll give Nick notice in a couple days so we can get it on a computer. We'll put PR signs up. So.
All right. When do you think it's going to be?
Hard to say. I'll let them know. I mean,
You need a motion?
Yeah, normally give you a motion then too, just so, or just make it open motion until you...
Winter months, it's gonna be in the winter for sure.
Okay. All right. At this time, oh, sorry, yeah, we gotta do this first. Roll call, please.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mrs. Stolpa?
Aye.
And before you do that, then Chuck, let me make a motion to allow Denny Miller to give advance notice of when he's gonna close Remsen and Hamlin Roads for the tree removals. It'll be a couple days' notice before he would actually do it. It'll be sometime in the winter months, depending on the weather, and when he has a chance to get over there to do it.
Second.
Roll call.
Who made the motion?
I did.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right, Chuck, you have any more?
All right, yep, got two more. So I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order. Department again is service. This vendor is Baker Vehicle Systems. It's going to be for repairs to our ball field groomer, and the amount will be $3,200.
Second.
Danny, is this just a maintenance on it?
That machine's 12 years old.
Okay.
The oil leaks on it, it lost power, so we're just gonna go ahead and have them put a new motor on it, and it'll last another 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
About a $15,000 machine, so well worth the new motor. The hydraulics are still good, and it's still in good shape, so.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order. Department is service. This vendor is Compass Minerals of America. It's going to be for 1,100 tons of road salt in the amount of $59,000.
Second.
Discussion? How much is it gonna get you, Denny? Rest of the year?
That's all I can order. That's 1,100 tons. I put in for 1,000 and I can go up to 110%.
Okay.
So I went ahead and did with the price this year, $53.42 a ton.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably gonna try to get everything I can.
All right, that's a different vendor what we've been
using. Yeah, and I've never used them before, so if I could, Angela, get the purchase order as soon as I can, so mm-hmm. I can get it on order.
Yeah, I'll do it, Mr. Finn.
Thank you.
All right. Who do we number to use for this one?
It's usually either Cargill or Morton.
Cargill, or who was the one you bring before that?
Morton.
Yeah, Morton was last year, right?
Yeah.
Is this the one that state's using, basically?
Yeah, it's a state contract. It's a state contract.
Yeah, so, yeah. All right. Can I have roll call, please?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
So you had Chuck?
Yep, four of them.
Pass this over to Angela. Angela, I have one here, but I think we need to do this first before we do this for mowing.
Yes. Yes, you do.
All right. I'll wait until we do go down to that part of the...
Maybe Nick. Well, here, I'll explain later. Go ahead.
Mark, do you have anything?
Do you want to... Well, why don't you... You want to just do that?
Do I do it now? All right.
Yeah.
So next up, we're going to skip down the approval of mowing contract. So this is for Lampiers again for 2021 for mowing, fertilizing of all the township properties that they normally do. You guys have any discussion or any reason not to use them again?
Well, I mean, where are all the properties that they do?
So it's pretty much a lot of the cul-de-sacs, right? The circles?
Yeah, but all the cul-de-sacs in Forest View, they maintain all those with Roundup every week and do all the grasses in there. They mow here, they mow all the park except for the ball fields. They mow four cemeteries. They mow the police station, open space in Forest View, cul-de-sac on Franklin.
Yep.
Am I missing anything, Mike?
Let's see, Township Complex.
Hanover Circle, they do all them cul-de-sacs in there.
There's like 12 different areas. And then that's
he's had the same price since he started mowing for us. He hasn't raised the price.
Yeah, he hasn't raised it.
And he's a local
police
kid
department,
too.
I've added all those islands in the meanwhile.
You've been happy with them, right?
Oh,
I
have no issues with them.
Right, that's the name of the game.
We've tried going out every couple of years to get quotes, but it just never works out. We'll get somebody in here with one or two mowers, and they try to do it all, and it takes them all week to do it. Where Lampier, he comes in and gets it done.
All right, anything else before this?
All right, then, at this time, I move to have the township enter into contract with Lampier's Lawn Service for the 2021 mowing and fertilizing for all township properties and incorporate this two-page contract by reference.
Second.
Actually, Mike, is that a two-year or three-year contract? I'm sorry.
Says for 2021. Let me look to see what it said on the actual contract.
Usually we do a three-year.
It is for 2 years, so I will amend my motion to enter into contract with Lampier's Lawn Service for starting in 2021 for a two-year contract.
Second.
Any more discussion on that?
And it doesn't have the price on, we don't.
Well, I don't have it as a PO, but this is, we have to do the motion first before I get through.
Okay.
So, roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
So then, next up is I'd like to make a purchase order requisition. So I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be admin. The vendor's going to be Lampier Lawn Service. And this is for the 2021
and 22.
And 22 mowing service contract. Total amount is $23,805.
Per year.
Per year.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
No, that was just my one question was going to be, is that per year or?
Yeah, total? Per year. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Danny, is there anything else we got to sign on this contract?
No, just that one page.
Acceptance of contract, I'm assuming down here.
Yep.
There's that. Now we'll go back up to accounts payable.
Wait, do we? There's not another purchase order?
Four purchase orders from me and one from him.
We should have the O'Tarma one.
Yeah, because the O'Tarma one in the back, that purchase order. While he's getting that, we'll do this here. So next up is approval of accounts payable. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 12/24 of 2020 to 12/26 of 2020. And we're going to start with electronic check number 86-2020 and end in electronic check 89-2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented. The total amount is going to be $70,901.15.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, that's the warrant list had to be broken up into two pages because you can't carry a warrant list over the span of 2 years.
Yep.
So these are for the paychecks and OPERS from last year, and then this warrant list is from what just got cut today and the deferred comp that'll be on go out after payroll on the 7th. So, just,
All right.
You ready for roll call?
Yes, roll call, please.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
And then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 1/2 of 2021 to 1/8 of 2021. We're going to start with electronic check number 1-2021 to electronic check number 2-2021, and then start with the regular check number 31182 and end with regular check number 31202. Total amount is $52,230.66, and I'll incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right, at this time, I have another purchase order. This time, I'd like to make a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be admin, and the vendor's going to be Otarma. This is for our 2021-22 anniversary contribution. Total amount is $69,169.
Second.
Discussion?
This is just going to be broken up by department. I have the breakdown at home, but it'll, you know.
Okay.
I have to do the configurations, but yeah. What is the total again?
$69,169. Can I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is PNC Certificate of Deposit discussion.
Okay.
Angela, I believe this is you.
Yep, this is me. So our CD, I know we talked about this last year when we had switched banks, and then the rates plummeted right after we had done that, so we never did move our CD over. It is coming up for renewal on the 7th of January. Right now, we're making the interest that we've earned on it is about 0.09% from last year. It's nothing. We're actually making more in the checking account with Westfield, just pennies. But so we've got two options right now. We're earning barely anything in the STAR accounts either, so we probably should look at that at some point too, but we're not locked into those accounts, okay. So that's no hurry. So we have two options. Right now, it's a 6-month CD where we're at with PNC, so we could either just dump it into the checking and make the 0.1%, or Westfield is offering a 13-month CD. Bear in mind, we have not touched this CD since as long as I've been here, other than it just renewing at the 6 months. December's rates for Westfield was 0.65. They don't know what January's. Yeah, I talked to our representative on, I think it was the 26th, 27th, whatever day it was, but so he did not know what January's rates were going to be. He said they weren't going to release them till the 2nd, and then he wouldn't be working again till the 4th. So he'll know on Monday. That's as good as I, you know.
What was the 6 month? I'm sorry.
It was 0.65. Oh, we know.
The 6 month was.
The 6 month that we had with PNC was 0.09.
And does.
About. It, I mean, I had to figure
does
out.
Does Westfield offer a 6 month? Mm-hmm. No, okay.
No. So, like I said, we're making more just in our checking, so if we want to just do that, but if they're offering anything, I would assume they're going to be something close to the 0.65. It's not going to, you know. And again, we're not touching that money, so.
How much is this money?
It's 101, roughly 101,000.
In your opinion, would it make sense to dump it in the checking and then revisit it once we know what that number is?
We'll know that number, I'll know the number Monday. So the only thing is we can't wait till Thursday's meeting because it will renew on that.
That's what I'm saying, if we dumped it in the checking for now, that way we could.
We have until the 7th until that one comes due. So what she had mentioned it to me, so I told her to bring it up tonight. One of the things I suggested was maybe we'll make a motion allowing her to, once she knows the rate of the CD for Westfield, determine if it's better than what we're, you know, 0.65, or, you know, still better than what we're getting for our 6 month, but more than what we're getting for our checking, dump it into the Westfield CD versus the checking. That still gives her an option, and once she knows Monday which way to go.
We're at $101,176.18 right now. So, I can tell you, hands down, it's going to be better than the 0.1 that we're making in the checking.
Right.
So, as long as it's a matter of if you don't mind tying it up for the 13 months, which, like I said, we haven't touched the money since I've been in office.
Well, I mean, in the worst case, if it's an emergency, you can always still pull it out.
Right.
If we're not touching it.
I mean, we have money sitting in a STAR account that we've never touched either, and that's quite a bit more than this. So, which we may want to at some point look into putting in the CD as well, because those rates plummeted. We were doing pretty well with interest on that, and that they've gone down so much. I mean, we're making about a quarter interest than what we were. So, I mean, eventually that might come back. But again, we can talk about that another time. But so that's, I mean, if the rates are still close to that .65 or better, my suggestion would be to roll it into that. But it will be an electronic funds transfer, so I would need the authorization to do that. Or move it even, I would need the electronic, the authorization to do an electronic transfer to the checking, either way. So whatever the board wants. But I feel like we should do something, get it away from PNC, because I'm trying to get those, that,
all that out, yeah.
That account closed out completely, so.
What do you think, Chuck?
I think the CD is probably going to be the best route to go, you know. Just give her, like I said, worst case scenario, if an emergency happened, you can always get it. You know, you don't get your percentage, but we're talking minimal anyway, so I'd try to get the highest interest rate. Wish there was another option.
Would you like the motion just as higher of the two? Because if for some reason it was to drop inexplicably, that we would still get the higher of either the checking or the...
Oh, yeah. And like I said, you're not going to, worst case is, if worst case happens, we're going to draw from the star first anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't see that being, but yeah, yes, you can.
Let's do that, Mike. How's that sound?
All right.
Do you agree? I mean, the higher.
Yeah, the higher two, just, I mean, most likely it's going to be a CD.
Right now.
But also, you might want to put in there something too about the term. You know, we don't know. Is it 13 months?
It is 13.
Yeah, it's 13.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else on this? At this time, I'd like to make a motion authorize Fiscal Officer Angel Ventura to do an electronic transfer of funds for PNC CD to the higher account of either the checking or CD through Westfield Bank.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Good, Angel.
Yep.
All right. Next up is executive session to discuss the 2021 slate of appointments and fees. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session with the three trustees and the fiscal officer to discuss the appointments for the 2021 and the fees for 2021 calendar year.
Second.
Roll call.
Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This time we are in executive session at 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
Yep. Good evening again, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting back to order. We came out of executive session where the three trustees and the fiscal officer were discussing the 2021 slate of appointments and compensation for our employees. No decisions were made. This time, I'd like to make a motion for resolution number 01022021-001. This is for all the nominations for the 2021 appointments for Medina Township. Building superintendent will be Mark Radis. Cemetery superintendent will be Mark Radis. War Memorial superintendent will be Mark Radis. Service department liaison will be Mark Radis. In the service department, Denny Miller will stay as the road superintendent, as well as Craig Plute will be the road foreman. Jeff Kessler, the road department and the parks. Mark Moeller will be in the service department as they've been in the past. The fire liaison this year will be Chuck Johnson. LST representative will be Chuck Johnson with the alternate of Mark Radis. The police commissioner will be Mike Stolpa. The police chief is Travis Colonius. Medina Countywide EMA Management Agency, Mark Radis will be the main person with Chuck Johnson being the alternate. The zoning liaison will be Chuck Johnson. Our zoning inspector will stay the same as Elaine Ridgely, as well as our zoning secretary for the boards will be Kim Ferentz. Township Secretary Office Assistant will be Nick Dominguez still. We're still going to keep the Administrative Office Assistant vacant.
Administrative Assistant Police Clerk will still be Yvonne Rodman Zapata, and the Police Clerk will still be Sue Galaska. Next up, in regards to the healthcare plan, the healthcare plan will be offered to full-time employees, with employees responsible for 15% of premiums for medical, dental, and vision insurance. Full-time employees that opt into the health care plan will have a contribution equal to their deductible made to the bank of their choice, funded by the township. Also, the township will provide AD&D and life insurance at no cost to the employee. Township Secretary, Office Assistant, part-time, will be paid $21 per hour with the scheduled hours of 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday with no benefits. Administrative Office Assistant, like I said, will stay vacant. The Administrative Assistant Police Clerk part-time will be paid $16.09 per hour. That'll be part-time hours with no benefits. Zoning Board Secretary will stay the same. Her pay will stay as it was for 2020 term. Zoning Inspector pay will be $22.50 per hour plus full-time benefits. Zoning office hours will be 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, as they are currently. All Zoning Commission members, that will be the Zoning Board, as well as the Board of Zoning Appeals, and the alternates for the boards, their pay will stay the same, which will be $50 per meeting attended and pre-approved workshops. The chairperson for the Zoning Board will be paid $50 for each trustee meeting attended where site plans are on the agenda. That stays the same. The police department, per our contract with the chief, his pay will increase 2.5% this year in 2021. The officers and police sergeants will see their wage and benefits go up per the negotiated contract. Part-time police officers will have a pay range starting $17.50 to $18.41 per hour, plus their initial uniform purchase. This will be for new part-time employee, part-time police officers. For our current part-time officer, which is Nick Miltner, he will be paid $18.02 per hour, plus a $1 education bonus, plus a 72 cents per the OPBA uniform allowance, and his total will be $19.74 an hour. Receptionist and clerk for the police department, it'll be Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2, and their pay will be $16.09 per hour with no benefits. Next up is the service department. Denny Miller.
This will all go into effect.
The service department's pay rates as well will go into effect on the 3rd of this month.
Everyone's.
Will go on in effect, so we'll state that now. So Denny Miller, working superintendent, his pay will be $29.67 per hour. Jeff Kessler will be $24.44 per hour. Craig Plute will be $22.82 per hour. Martin Moeller will be $19.50 per hour. Larry Cutlip will be $15.38 per hour. Earl Grimm part-time, as well as Larry was part-time. Earl's pay will be $15.89 per hour. And our seasonal part-time road/park will be paid $10.50 per hour. The pay ranges for the service department will stay the same as is, as will the sick service department sick hours and comp hours. Those will stay the same. The clothing allowance for the service department will stay the same at $500 per year. Longevity will stay the same. The fees for the cemeteries will stay the same. We just updated those last year. Sports fields, the same. They will stay the same. They were updated last year, too. Mileage will be updated to 50 cents per mile. That's pretty IRS rate.
56.
Did I say 56 cents per mile per the IRS rate change for 2021. Employee pay rates or pay periods will be as followed: bi-weekly, monthly, and annually. Regular meetings will be kept on the Thursday, every other Thursday at 7 p.m., starting with January 7th as our first
regular trustee meeting for this year. And department reports will be due the last meeting of every month. Mailbox replacement will be kept the same as it was last year. We just updated that. And then appointments and reappointments for Zoning Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals are as follows. Zoning Commission, Alice Strojan will be reappointed. Her term will expire in 2025. Richard Marco, his term will be first alternate and his term will expire at the end of 2021. Angel Abshire will be the second alternate and her term will expire in 2021. For the Zoning Board of Appeals, Matt Payne will become a full board member. His term will expire in 2025. Christopher Green will be the first alternate and his term will expire in 2021. And Karen Wirtz will be a second alternate and her term will expire in 2021.
Second. Any more discussion on this?
Just that we took into consideration Denny's.
Yes, Denny, we took into consideration your changes you wanted to see to the handbook and that. Your liaison will get with you and discuss. It's something we're going to look into. At this point in time, we weren't going to go forward with it, but something we'll look into.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Can we please have a roll call if there's nothing else?
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
That was me.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. All right, next up, at this time I'd like to make a motion for resolution number 01022021-002. This resolution is giving the fiscal officer the authority to issue purchase orders, blankets, and super blankets up to the amount appropriated pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code 5705.41 for the balance of 2021 through January 31st of 2022. Let it be noted, paychecks processing fees will be paid for each payroll prepared. OPERS withholding and township match will be paid electronically on a monthly basis, and the Ohio Public Employees Deferred Comp will be paid electronically bi-weekly basis.
Second.
Any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right, next up. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 01022021-003 for zoning scheduled fees for the zoning book. The fee structure outlined below was adopted on 1-2 of 1984 and may change by formal resolution of Medina Township Board of Trustees. Current dollar amounts were changed and remained the same by resolution in 2009 twice, 2010 twice, 2014 once, and 2020 we changed them three times with the new schedule starting on 1-1 of 2021. Nothing has changed on this schedule of fees, and we did make sure that we noted at the bottom again that zoning fees are non-refundable and non-sufficient check issuers will be responsible to pay for all associated bank fees for any checks that come back to us with insufficient funds.
Second.
Any more discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. Any other business in front of the board tonight? Chuck, do you have anything?
No.
Denny, do you have anything?
I do not.
Nick, do you have anything?
Nope.
Angela?
I do. Just one quick thing. Other than I will have the purchasing policy ready for Thursday.
Okay.
And we'll adopt that. And then something that I don't know that anyone's thought about, but HSAs are due on the 15th, which means we have to approve the purchase order and checks on Thursday, unless you guys want to have a special meeting, which I'm assuming nobody wants to. So if the department heads could each reach out to their employees and see which bank they're using and get a list, if the board is wants to do this, we could approve the purchase order. We could put purchase orders on the agenda prior to accounts payable.
You just want to know if there's any changes, correct?
Yeah, if they go.
From last year?
It would just, if you could just give me a list of the banks, that would be great.
When do you want them by?
Well, I would need it,
Mine will stay the same, I'm sure.
Okay. Can you just verify this, guys?
Yeah,
like Monday, if I can get a Monday or honestly Tuesday, I gotta.
Do you need it from the trustees too then, or?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Because I need to know the amounts. I mean, I know everybody, like basically we only have, I think, two single. But, I mean, unless you guys want to have a special meeting, because I know, like, our handbook doesn't specify when those are due, but the police contract does.
Yeah.
So.
We've always tried to keep it at the beginning of the year.
Well, it's due by, like I said, they have to be deposited in the account.
I don't think it's that complicated. We obviously got one department head here and.
Yeah, it's just scheduling wise, I don't know how many people are in, you know, we're going to have it back Monday.
Well, you can call them. I mean, it's not like you need it in writing.
Send an email. If it's a change in banks, then they should get back with what the change is. If it stays the same.
There shouldn't be that many checks. I don't know if any bills came in, but just to get the checks cut and then the report sent over for the meeting, you know, in time. Like, I would need to do that. There has to be some time in between there, so we just need to get them pretty quickly.
All right.
So, yeah. Like I said, or there could be a special meeting to approve.
If we don't, Monday, though.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right. Anything else from the board? No? At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Board of
Public Comment.
Public comment.
Oh, we probably should. This time, I'd like to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call. Sorry.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Floor is open for public comment. Anyone have anything from the board tonight for public comment? No? No one? All right, then, at this time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Trustees Organizational Meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:50 p.m.